No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
A reminder, if you need any help with your Apple products, watches, phones, computers, one place to go in Nebraska, Lincoln, Kearney, Hastings, GI. That's Computer Hardware. You'll see Tripp and the team, 45 years in operation. Computer Hardware just south of 70th and O in Lincoln. We did not mention it also in the first segment that Kalani Sitake appears to not be going to Penn State after all. That was
shocker. Bill nailed that yesterday.
He did. He said, not happening.
So now not do happening. They go to Brom? That's what it sounded like last night.
Right. Did it? I didn't hear
yeah. What? I was reading reports last night. I mean, I think
that job has been open for, what, 9 months? I mean, 9 weeks? 9 weeks?
I think I saw about eight or nine weeks.
The only one also like that a conspiracy, not a conspiracy there, but I think it was probably a high one, is Manny Diaz.
Oh, didn't see his name
so
mentioned.
So Diaz, you have to think about it, was a DC there.
Yeah,
he was. They were good enough to get him a job at Duke. And then also, so he knows him. So what is his relationship with Pat Kraft, with Penn State? And they're still playing. So right now it's kind of like, and like, they're like going, okay, because the signing date's today. So Penn State's like, whatever, okay?
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. So they're willing to wait out Saturday. But if Duke wins, you know, there's a good chance also, though, that Duke's going to win. Not even going to win. If they do win, that they're not going to the playoffs anyway.
Right.
So they'd have the ability to leave. And his team's going to a bowl game. Yeah. But
so Manny Diaz could be in play.
So Diaz is in play. I guarantee he's in play. There's been conversation.
Okay, so Brom's situation is there was a contract. There was reports that he was going to get a contract extension. Then it never, I don't know that it ever happened.
Ooh.
And
Jake, ooh.
It sounded to me like he had the most steam. I don't think you can, they already, you know, they interviewed Brian Hartline early. Yeah. I mean, so Hartline's probably in play. I think Brom has the most
steam. If they hire Jeff Brom, it's a great hire.
I agree.
He's a great coach. Yeah. I mean, he went to Purdue and right away, turned around a piece of crap program, made him good. They made a bowl game his first year there.
What did he do at Western Kentucky?
Before that?
That's how he got to Purdue.
Big
run. And then Louisville has been good.
And Louisville's been good. And they had a little ups and downs and they this year, but they did go to Miami and beat Miami.
And they
in the last game they beat Kentucky 41-0.
41. They had lost three in a row.
They had lost.
They had
was
lost
it three in a row.
Yeah, they lost three. But
that's okay. I mean, we know what Brom is, and Brom can handle that place. There's no way in the world I would hire Brian Hartline. Not because Hartline's a bad coach, but I'm not putting a rookie in that mess. That's a hard job. I'm not doing it.
I mean, he's
a receivers coach. I have to look at Florida State and say, you know, they tried a receivers coach.
Jeff Brom made a Big Ten title game at Purdue.
I know he did.
Like 4 years after Daryl Hazel
ran that place
in the ground.
I heard a guy the other day talk about Brom. He goes, really, actually, he said, Brom's, if there's any negativity towards him, it's the little games. Because he's won a lot of big games.
Yep.
I mean, if you go through some of the games.
Ohio State?
I mean, he ran Ohio State off the field.
Yeah, he did with Rondale Moore.
Yeah, just ran him off the field. Put 50-something on him. So he's won big games.
And you would say, just, you know, I'm loading up the question. He has the temperament.
Yes.
The temperament to handle that monster.
Because that is a monster.
Oh, God, it's a monster.
That's a monster.
Plus, it's just a monster. But he can handle it. Could Hartline? I don't know.
You never say can't, but no, that would be a lot. That would be a lot.
See, the people that they're going to come after you if you say no Hartline are the, look at Dan Lanning, look at Kirby Smart. Coordinators, young coordinators that have flourished. And there's probably another one that I'm missing. Come on, help me.
Well, the two things that stand out. What are the two things that stand out with Kirby and Lanning? What are the two things that jump out?
Saban.
What's that? Saban slash defense.
Yeah.
Saban slash defense. Everybody wants this play caller. Everybody wants this offense. Then you look at the teams like that. It's like, oh, man, don't forget about those guys that have those defensive coaches. That's a pretty good deal.
Now, Brohm is an offensive coach.
He's an offensive guy. But I, like I said, I sat with Brohm on one of my little tours and I stopped into Western Kentucky. I had some friends that were there, and I'm talking to Coach Brohm. He goes, hey, since you're here, would you do a clinic with the defense? And I said, sure. I like that. So he sat in there for 5 hours as I talked defense with Western Kentucky staff and went over different stuff. And he sat in there the whole time,
dude,
took notes, was like, okay, Bill, give me your beaters to this. What, when you're doing this, this, and this, what can't you see? And I'm like, well, so I'd give him all the problems. Here is what, if this happens and I'm in this situation, this would be a death blow to me.
From the offensive
side, I'd say this would be this is what the beaters are. That's why it's always so valuable to have somebody in the room that has a history on the other side of the ball.
Oh yeah,
that sits there and says, because sometimes you just go, hey, like then an offensive guys are going, they don't see it that way, or defensive guys don't see it that way. And sometimes there's times on defense you can kind of a lot of times I would if I had a good relationship with the offensive guys, I'd interject and go, hey, are they still doing this, this, or this, or whatever? And I'd say, well, this formation will drive that crazy. This formation will be what will be the deal. Just throwing this little things. And they would always, in most places, they'd come in and talk to me about, hey, what do you think? And I saw that he goes, hey, they're a quarter half team. And I'm like, okay, here's what you want to be able to do. This is what would cause me problems.
The one guy we're not including in the conversation is who?
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age Test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Listen, I know it's hard to eat healthy and commit to that, especially during the holiday season, and it's hard to do it because you're giving up on flavor and fun. Well, good news. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit as nature intended. For you calorie counters, only 80 calories per cup. They're a great source of fiber. And these raspberries really bring bright flavor and vibrant color to make every dish feel special. You can keep a bag in the freezers. You can add a pop of flavor and feel-good nutrition anytime. By the way, this is available at Costco, Kroger, Meijer, and Winco Foods. You want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. That's redraz.org, redraz.org. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Terry Smith. What about Terry Smith?
I think
the interim.
He would have been named immediately if that was I think he would have been named immediately.
You think he's not going? It's not happening for Terry.
I mean, there still could be, because if all of a sudden, let's just say Diaz wins, and some people are saying, hey, they're going to put the ACC champion in. They're like going, we just can't leave him out. I mean, because the amount of money that your conference wouldn't get,
right,
it would be a death blow to have the ACC. So let's say they win and he's in the playoffs. Well, then he can't leave, so he's out. What if Brom just says, remember, Brom went to school where? At Louisville.
He did.
And so Louisville's that's a hard one for him to leave. And Brom might just say, you know what? I'm not doing it. And then all of a sudden it could fall back.
Yeah, okay. If we hear Terry Smith's the guy like now or in a couple of days, it means they whiffed everywhere. Yeah. Terry Smith would be the guy if they had beat Rutgers, got to 6-6. All right, you're the guy. But it's not promising.
Had to have passed on Chesney.
Oh, okay. Now, wait a second. I forgot about Chesney. Now, Chesney apparently hasn't signed anything with UCLA. Mm. So they could go back to Chesney. Could they steal Chesney from UCLA? Yes.
Yeah, they could steal anybody, because right now I'm gonna say it's 100% of everyone that no one signed.
Okay.
I guarantee Summerall's not signed a contract at Florida.
Okay.
So those guys, he's still coaching at his other place. The floor's not going there. We're not signed. We'll sign you when you get here, and we'll figure it all out.
So Chesney is set to sign a five-year contract with UCLA following the Sun Belt Championship game. They could try to go to Bob Chesney, which would be smart. Yeah.
But I'm assuming that they've already vetted Bob Chesney and for some reason didn't go that route.
What about Brian Daboll? His name's coming up now.
Brian Daboll.
It didn't end well with the Bills for him.
And there's always times at the NFL.
I mean, the Giants. Okay. Giants.
But, you know,
the Giants.
He was the one that was the coordinator for Saban when he had the miracle throw by Tua. He was the coordinator at that time.
OC, yeah.
He was the OC. But he's never been a head coach in college.
Nope.
And so, I don't know. Like I said, they're such different animals. Head coach in the NFL, head coach in college. It's crazy, the difference of what's going on.
So he's a play caller, and he has sent multiple kids to Penn State for what that's worth. Daboll is an outside. Diaz. So this hot board I'm looking at has Hartline number one, Brom two, Chesney three, Key four, Brent.
I haven't heard his name for a while with that job.
Now, I don't know if he has signed, but he has. I thought he already upped at Georgia Tech.
An extension. Extension.
He might have, but you know how that goes. Yeah. I mean, hell, people are still bringing up Rule. I mean, that's not happening. For people keep asking me, it is not happening. He's not going. I was asked twice yesterday. No, he's not.
People stop you on the street. If you're,
no, who did it?
Would you be at Walgreens and all of a sudden, Steve, do you have a second?
No, that's always Iowa State.
Point to the
stuff.
Iowa State. Mostly
Iowa
State. Yeah,
I can't go anywhere still.
Casey's.
Terry Smith.
Ivy.
Terry Smith, Daboll. I don't know. Are you freaking out if you're a Penn State fan? Are you in freak show mode right now?
I think you're a little bit, because one thing is that it is.
How could you not?
It is signing day today.
That's the correct answer.
And you don't have a coach, so it's
and you fired Franklin, and you're looking at Hartline.
You fired mid-October.
It's been 9 weeks, yeah. And the whole idea is to have someone named on the Sunday after the last games.
Preferably somebody better than Franklin.
Yes,
but I don't know if that's possible at this point.
And you know, also, like they said, that is an incredible job. I mean, think about this. They went into this season as number two in the country.
It is. Okay. I love those discussions. Is it incredible? Yes. It's incredibly hard, though, right? Yeah, because you got to beat Ohio State.
Every job's hard. It's just like when I went to to LSU, and everybody's going, finally got that logo recruiting. I said, yeah, it's a great logo. Guess who else? Everyone we're recruiting is being recruited by Alabama, Georgia, Texas.
Now,
so nothing ever gets easier.
Hold on, though. Every job is hard. I agree. But not every job has expectations like that, like Penn State. Like, you're expected to compete for... They'll be whoever takes a job will be expected to be in the college football playoff next year.
Yes. Year one. Yeah.
And expected to be in
not
every
year. Job's like that.
No, they're not.
I mean,
but Penn State falls into a lot of times with let's talk about history. When's their last national championship? Like 82?
I think 84,
yeah. 87. You're looking like 45 years or so since they've won the national. So it's not like, man, they've you know that, but no, the expectation is still every year to have a chance to win it.
Yeah,
and they have it for 45 years.
And it's tough. It's a tough league to be in. I mean, Ohio State makes it tough, and Oregon.
The
makes
difference
it tough.
Is now for the so the advantage went immediately to Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan that they don't all play each other every year.
That helps.
That helps a lot. They don't have that matchup every year.
When we come back, the mailbag and song of the day is next on Early Break in the Ticket.